AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Three American civilians have been abducted in Baghdad. Iraqi security forces have been searching for the three since they were reported kidnapped over the weekend. There are conflicting reports of when, where, and how they were grabbed. An Iraqi police officer says the abduction happened as the three were traveling to the Baghdad airport. But a government intelligence official says they were snatched at the home of their interpreter. The embassy and the State Department have not identified the three. The Iranian government's release of four Americans held in prison for months and years followed the lifting of sanctions and release of billions of dollars in Iranian funds. Three of the prisoners, Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati, and Pastor Saeed Abedini, are in Germany for medical evaluation before they eventually head back to the U.S. Rezaian's brother Ali tells CBS This Morning.
He has no qualms with the Iranian people. The way he's been treated by parts of the Iranian government is really criminal.
A fifth American, a student, is already back in the U.S. Not all Americans have been accounted for. Daniel Levinson, also on CBS This Morning, says he doesn't understand why his father, former FBI agent Robert Levinson, is still missing in Iran.
We believe the Iranians know where he is. They know exactly what happened to him.
Levinson's wife, Christine, says she feels betrayed by the government promises that he would be among those who were to be released. Rallies, marches, and speeches are being held across the country in honor of the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr.
We shall not be moved.
About 1,000 people have gathered at the State House in Columbia, South Carolina to mark King's holiday, as well as the removal of the Confederate battle flag from the State House this past summer. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is out with its first report on Iran's detention of 10 U.S. sailors last week. Sagar Magani with more.
The timeline from U.S. Central Command adds some detail to what was already known about Iran seizing the sailors who strayed into Iranian waters. It says their two boats were heading from Kuwait to Bahrain when they deviated from their planned course. An investigation will look into why. The report says the Americans were taken ashore at gunpoint, though they were not mistreated during 15 hours in custody. CENTCOM says both boats' weapons, ammo, and communications gear are accounted for. But two SIM cards were apparently removed from handheld satellite phones. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Five French soldiers are on a training exercise, are dead in an avalanche in the French Alps. A local rescue official tells BFM television that the five were among a group of several dozen soldiers when the snow slide hit. A number of others have been hurt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.